This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. I don't know if this is economic calendar karma or what, but just as the Federal Open Market Committee kicked off a two-day meeting this morning at which they are widely expected to raise short-term interest rates, in part to guard against the threat of inflation, the Labor Department clued us in as to actual inflation at the consumer level in this economy. If you do what the cool kids do and strip out food and energy prices, more properly volatile and recently falling food and energy prices, turns out there actually is some inflation. Not a whole lot, but some, and still short of the 2% the Fed says it wants to see. We have been promising this week we would answer some of your questions about the Fed's presumed interest rate hike that is coming. So here is the first one. It comes from Brian Holmes. He listens down in Florida.
We've been on the edge of deflation all year, far from the 2% inflation target. Why would the Fed raise rates now?
Why indeed? Marketplace's Andy Baxter went in search of the answer.
If only figuring out the right data point to justify raising interest rates were as easy as picking the right number on a game show.
Easy peasy. That's all there is to it.
Actually, no. That's because the inflation gauges are put together with price information from a whole bunch of goods and services, according to IHS Global Insight economist Chris Christopher.
You have sort of two types of prices, ones that are increasing and ones that are declining.
Areas where prices have been declining? Dan Heckman with U.S. Bank Wealth Management points to energy and healthcare, but he says deflation in those sectors won't last forever. And meanwhile, prices are heating up for things like wages.
We hear a lot of evidence from clients and business owners about the difficulty of hiring qualified workers.
So employers have to pay more. Heckman says price spikes could be lurking behind what have been relatively low inflation numbers. He thinks the Fed may raise interest rates to curb big spikes. But Gary Stern, the former head of the Minneapolis Fed, disagrees.
It's very dangerous to identify two or three specific items, energy prices or healthcare prices or whatever, and say, you know, those are going to turn around and therefore inflation's going up.
Instead, Stern thinks raising interest rates from zero is kind of just inevitable, and you might as well do it when the economy is in good shape and can handle it. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.